The Legend of Yenaga Stallion. The story dates back to the beginning of the 12th century of the Masis Dagamba Kingdom, corresponding to the northern part of modern Ghana. Its capital was Gambaga. The king of Dagamba was called Negega. Dagamba was a wealthy state, and naturally its prosperity attracted the attention of neighboring people, especially Malinks, who lived further south. Nedega's soldiers were brave and almost always won in any show of force. The king's daughter, Yenenga, always helped him win the battles. Yenenga was a beautiful young woman. Everyone loved her. She was also an extraordinary horsewoman. She rode horses much better than her brothers, and even better than the kingdom's warriors. She was also a brave warrior, adept at using javelins, spears, and bows. Yenenga was so precious to her people that her father refused to let her marry, a decision which made Yenenga sad. She felt she could not complain to her father directly, so she planted a field with wheat. In a few months, the crop grew, but Yenenga let it rot. She would not harvest it. Her father was very surprised and asked her for an explanation. "You see, father," she said, "you are letting me rot like the wheat in this field." King Nedega was very upset and ordered that she be locked up. But Yenenga had friends among the king's guards. One night, one of the king's horsemen helped her escape from the prison. Both rode long into the night and were later attacked by Malink's warriors. Yenenga and her benefactor routed their attackers, but the horseman paid for the victory with his life. Yenenga was now alone in the middle of the forest, far, far away from Gambaga. Bravely, she decided to ride further north. At one point in the journey, she had to cross a river. Braving strong currents, she and her horse managed to negotiate the river. She was exhausted from the effort and lay on the back of her horse when she saw a house. It belonged to Riel, a famous elephant hunter. Riel fell in love with Yenenga straight away. In time, they had a son who came to be called Yodrago, a name used quite commonly by the Burkibabi now. It is shared by one of Burkina Faso's most celebrated filmmakers, Idrissa Erdogo, who won the Yenenga Prize in 1991 with a film called Tilai. Yenenga is also known as the mother of the Masi people. Today in Yodrago, where the current king of the Masis lives, one can see Yenenga statues at many places. A square and an avenue are also named after the lady warrior.